and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeier. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. And fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenbach is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's step one. Right. Yeah, what do we do about it? Well, I'll give you some solutions. I'll just fire some out. Like, you know, people get really frustrated because they say, can we really politically vote someone in with a moral conscience? And even if you do get one, like Ron Paul type of person, they're usually there by themselves, vote no on all the bills, and it doesn't really matter because everyone else is corrupt. And I would say that's not going to come for a long time, a political solution like that, but we do have other means at our disposal to change laws and lessen corruption through different methods. One example is the power of referendum, which we saw in Colorado and Washington. You can get a referendum on the ballot and have direct democracy work in action, so you can skirt the Congress critters and have the people vote on something directly, like the legalization of marijuana. And you can overturn the laws like that with the power of referendum. And it doesn't have to be only about drugs. You can have referendums about many things, but I think it's a really underutilized method for people to take some power back and have a direct say in their government. Without having to go through these corporate bribe shills. And so I think that would be something worth doing over the internet, is to organize good referendums, and whether it be regulatory laws or some kind of reform. One thing I'd like to do with police, for example, is I think that when a cop is sued for the horrible things that they do, shooting people and stealing property and all the things that cops are involved in, that the money shouldn't come out of the state. That should come right out of their own pension funds, so that the cops feel the sting themselves, because it's really not punishing them if you're making other people pay, actually literally pay for their crimes. I think that should come out of the police own pension fund. Then maybe cops wouldn't all have this brotherly, we're all in on it together, we never tattle on each other thing, because then when one of them screwed up, it hurts the pension fund for the whole police force. I don't think they would be so willing to protect them anymore. And I don't think they would be as willing to go screw around, because right now they have no consequence. And there have to be consequences. The same thing with banking institutions. The original creator of a loan, for example, should, let's have them liable for at least 10% if there's a default, regardless of how many parties that loan is sold to or passed on to, third, fourth, fifth party, doesn't matter. The original creator must have some sort of moral hazard, must have some sort of risk involved. However, I'd like to bring back Glass-Steagall. I don't think that ever should have been repealed. It's ridiculous to separate investment banks and lending institutions, because the lending institutions could just loan out as many subprime loans as they wanted, sell them to the investment banks, and then it was no longer a burden to them whether or not the people pay the mortgages or not, because that would be in the hands of the investment bank. And the investment bank passed it on, too, by getting the rating agencies to bribe about their CDOs. And, you know, they keep passing these toxic CDOs and assets around, or, I mean, securities, not assets, until whoever's the last person holding the bucket gets the shaft. And they all got bailed out. That never should have happened. But people are scared of regulations, and usually regulations are horrid because they're made by government, but they're not categorically bad. There are bad regulations, and there's times where we definitely should deregulate, but there are also good regulations. There are some necessary ones. It's just they're not being written by the right people. They're usually written by the corporations themselves. But we can, through power of referendum, and if we protest it enough, we can enact some sort of accountability to the banking institution or whatever it is we want to choose through education, healthcare, etc. And I have little plans for each of those of what could be done. Healthcare, especially, there are other countries with working models to emulate. The problem is we have to really push that issue and separate all the disinformation out from both universal healthcare or free market healthcare, because we have neither one. And that is a false dichotomy to act like our healthcare is anything resembling a free market or universal healthcare. It is not. It's a privately for-profit, publicly traded institutions who are writing the bills for themselves, and the government is actively causing the cost of healthcare to go up on its own because they, for example, they won't let Medicare negotiate prices down with drug companies. So what happens? They charge as much as they can. And he says, oh, this is a regulation we have to fix. That regulation is a horrible regulation. And there should be consequences for the people who vote on these things. The problem is the public doesn't know who voted on these things or that such an act even occurred because journalists don't report it. And so we've absolutely got to fix the media first. If we can fix the media, it's pretty easy to fix all these other things. People are upset. When they wanted to bomb Syria, that was very clear. And everybody, 1,000 to 1, called into Congress and said no. And they didn't bomb Syria. But when it comes to healthcare, it's so complicated for most people that they don't really know who to call or what to say. But I think with this book, they'll have that information and ammo, and they'll know directly what we need to be doing. And there aren't any quick fixes. I mean, the solutions are difficult. It's not like, oh, just do X and it'll all work. No, we had to put some work into it. But there are available solutions through these regulatory reforms as well as the power referendum. And then there's also the running local and actually running for office and using the ballot box. That's another method. Local government has a lot more power than people realize, but it usually just is a kind of good old boy network where the same families are running the town all the time because everyone's so disinterested in government. But we should be getting more involved, and I think we can be. And I think there are ways to finance it now that didn't exist in the past because of the access and power of the Internet. Yeah, here's a cat chasing a bag. You do have your idiocracy thing, but I would say as the economy continues to get worse, more and more people care who didn't care before. When Joe Sixpack gets off the couch, you're in trouble. Like when you finally cross that line where people really feel the effects of inflation. I mean, they're lying about inflation. They say it's 1%. That's absolute BS. That's government numbers for you. They lie about unemployment. They're using the U3 or U6 numbers, which are a joke, because all they do is categorize it in such a way to where it only includes the last 90 days or so or whatever they want to have the cutoff point, and all the people who are unemployed longer than that do not count as unemployed, even though they're still unemployed. In inflation, they're not using their consumer price index. They're using their own made-up numbers, and they exclude food and gas and all these things that definitely ought to be included. And so that, you know, people are literate. We've pretty much wiped out illiteracy, and we're about 98% literate or so. But everybody is enumerant. And it's a shame in the public school system that calculus is the main, like, focus in math rather than statistics. People should all know statistics and how that works, because that's very empowering when you understand how people manipulate and lie with numbers. And inflation is more like 7%, not 1%. And I think as people are pushed at the grocery store and at the gas pump, that all these people who were never political in the past, and they're out there watching, what was it, Dancing with the Stars and the whatever the cool thing is on TV, I don't know, but whatever it is, they start to say, hey, why is my grocery bill so high? How come I can't fill up my car? You know, what's going on with my money? And they get angry, and it's easy enough to direct them to say, look, this is who you need to vote for, this is who you need to not vote for, not support, and it's got to start local. I'd like to win federal elections, but I don't think that's really realistic. And we always aim at that. We always aim at, let's get the president, and like that's not going to happen. No, it doesn't.
That moment of panic, sheer terror.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or US. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF PO Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
No. You got the power of your own purchasing power. That's right. Like, rather than trying to get the government to outlaw, GMO or McDonald's or whatever, you can just stop eating it and don't go there. I mean, that's the quickest way to end any kind of product, is not to shop at those places. I mean, you don't need a law or anything. You can do that right now. Just don't ever go to McDonald's again, if that's your thing. If you like McDonald's, go to McDonald's. But I'm just saying, as an example, if there's something out there that you can't stand, then don't buy it and try to get others not to buy it. You have that, always have the power to boycott. And you can make a massive dent. I mean, even if it's only 10%, if somebody's stock goes down 10%, guess what happens? Everyone gets out of it, and it tumbles. There are ways to do your own kind of fighting through what you decide to buy and not buy. And if you enough people support, let's say, organic food or something, and there's a market for it, then a market will arise. And you've just, you know, created competition. And if there's a market for alternative media and it can thrive, then that market will be fulfilled. And you will have alternative media, legit alternative media, independent media. There's a lot of spookadoo, fear-mongering sensationalism out there, too. But there's still enough people who reject that nonsense and reject the nonsense on the corporate media as well to have shows like Bob Fuskin or myself. And slowly that is growing. And as we take back the media, that's sort of a meta issue, because you absolutely have to have media or people don't even know what to fight for. They don't even know how they're getting screwed. So we've really got to really support independent journalists, because that's kind of where it starts. And then they can help you fight locally. Well, yeah, you wouldn't be doing it if you didn't know that already, but yeah. That would be awful, and actually that's something the FCC is presently working on now, trying to throttle the net neutrality and offer the kind of fast lane for those who can pay for the fast lane. But there are a lot of corporations that are against that too, because right now they have an equal lane with everyone else anyway, and suddenly they're going to have to pay for a fast lane. The only ones who want to pay for the fast lane are the ones who can't compete with those who would be pushed in the slow lane. Those who have nothing really to offer other than they have more money than you do and they want to maintain their status. But given the even playing field, they can't catch up. And so you have some corporations that are for it, some against it, and of course all the little men are against it. But the FCC is currently trying to do that. Now, if they have, they're not going to kill the internet because people would lose their minds, but what they can do is throttle and slow down and lag parts of it enough to give the advantage to the fast lanes so that the direction of the internet will move that way in favor of the people who toe the line. And that is something that they are doing. But it's very hard to implement because, you know, one country can do what they want on their side of the internet and other countries will say, no, we're not going to do that. So it's really hard to kill the internet. And we saw with the HIPAA and SOPA and those bills that even Google and Wiki and large sites came out on the side of the of good. For their own interests, it was the right thing for the wrong reason per se, but they came out and fought against it. So we do have allies in keeping the internet free. There's a lot of commerce on the internet, and it's really hard for politicians to censor the internet for political content because there isn't really a way to do that without also interrupting the commercial content. And so commerce wins, usually. Right. But it's not automatic. It's something we have to always constantly fight for. I mean, don't take that for granted that you have access on the internet. And I mean, just yesterday I tried to upload El Gran Tabu on YouTube, and of course it got shafted. The official reason was for length, even though it's only 38 minutes. Yet I uploaded a video today that was an hour and 45 minutes with Doug Valentine, and I uploaded a video the day before that I did in an interview about 9/11, and I had one with David Gold that was about 2 hours long. So obviously, it wasn't really the length. It was the content. That's why they censored it. But then there's Vimeo and other ways around that. You know, as YouTube continues to censor and act like a brat, people move on to other social networking sites and other video share sites, which is exactly what I did. That's the beauty of a market and a free market. As long as you have a free market, the market will be there if there's competition, because it's in their own interest to have it. Well, I do have a different take from being in Japan. I actually had a pulled hamstring in the U.S., and I had the same injury in Japan. I paid $28 in Japan. I paid about $600 in the United States, even with insurance. And people always want to play around with the portions of how much is out of pocket versus how much is from insurance or from your employer or from the government or whatever, that really doesn't matter. It doesn't, if it's $28, it doesn't matter if it came from taxes or it came from my boss or it came right out of my pocket because it's only $28. When it's $600, that's when it matters, how much came from where. It's the total cost of procedure and drugs that make the difference in healthcare. If it wasn't so expensive for the total cost, we could pay for it with taxes or we could pay out of pocket. Both systems would work. Because and we did back in the 50s, we pay right out of pocket, and you had insurance too, but it didn't cost hundreds of dollars to get an x-ray. And I'm not just talking about inflation either. I mean, it just doesn't cost as much. There's nothing within the procedure intrinsically that warrants a bill for thousands of dollars for a sonogram, you know, $1,000 sonogram. In Japan, they're free, but were you to pay for them, they would be about $20. And Japan's currency is even with the dollar right now. It has nothing to do with it. It's only $20. And so, though they have universal health care, even if you did have to pay, you could. If you have a baby, you can go see your baby, or depending on your belief, the process of your baby being made whenever you want. But in America, if you're on Medicaid or something, you get the minimal, like two pictures and you're done. And if you want to see more, you got to pay more. But they're like $1,000 a pop. And even more, depending on which state you live in. And so it's the total cost of procedure. That is the root of that issue, not how much comes from taxes or how much comes from the individual or the insurance companies. It's the total cost. And you say, well, why are the costs so high in America and not all these other places? And as the theme of the book will tell you, why? Because the government, always. Government has a reverse Midas touch. Everything they touch doesn't turn into gold. It turns into something else that's brown and smells bad. That's basically what government does. Everything they get involved in. Healthcare, they make it more expensive. Education, they made it more expensive. They're guaranteeing student loans. So what happens? Tuition goes up. You know, duh. I mean, it's really simple to see, but they're just lost on economics 101. And we've got to get government out. And there are multiple solutions for healthcare. There's a free market method. There's a universal healthcare method. And either one would be heaven compared to what the U.S. has now. Healthcare is the largest single reason for debt and indirectly even death in the United States. More than mortgages for houses, more than war, more than anything, it's the cost of healthcare. Especially if someone in your family gets cancer, you lose everything. People are paying tens of thousands of dollars if they get sick or hurt. People are avoiding the hospital and trying to fix themselves at their houses because they know how much it's going to cost if they go to the hospital. And I would argue, and I argued in the book, and I'm very libertarian and I'm very pro-free market, but I think there's an exception with healthcare. Not all of it. When you talk about cosmetics and things like that, where prices are going down because people do have a choice and there are market pressures, then the market works. But I think when you have an emergency, whether that's from a car accident, like an injury or a disease or whatever, you just go to the closest hospital there is. You don't really sit in the emergency room and say, I don't really like this one. I'm going to go over to this other emergency room. Yeah, it's not a commodity. It's not like buying shoes or a t-shirt, you know. It's not the same.
Do you love America?
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Dozens of diseases, ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia, are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Yeah, just get the book. Well, I was talking about a free market fail. I know that's going to make a lot of people mad, but look, your health is not a choice, really. I mean, everyone chooses health. I'll just be sick and die. No one's going to say that. You can choose not to buy a pair of shoes. You can choose not to buy an article of clothing or to get a different article from a different store or something. And you have that market pressure and competition. But when it comes to a hospital and your life, you just go to the closest one available and you pay whatever it costs. You don't have time to shop around. You can't, oh, I'm going to go over to this other hospital. Like, you can't. When your life's in danger or someone you know, whatever, you just have to pay whatever it is. And so the normal market forces, the competition and choice that are alive when you're getting some kind of good, whether it's food or clothing or a house or whatever, you have the ability to shop around, there is competition, but that does not exist in the emergency type of situation for severe injury or disease. And so I don't think you can just say, well, the market will work it out. Like, we actually, there's an extra layer there, and we have to drive down the cost of procedures. And then people can argue about which is better between a universal health care system, a single health payer type, or paying out of pocket and putting on layaway or whatever. All of them would work, actually. as long as we can drive the total cost down. And doctors and nurses would still be able to have the pay that they have. It's just that insurance companies and drug companies would lose some money, but they're literally exploiting death. And I don't have any sympathy for companies that profit off of pain. I mean, insurance companies, they want healthy people to pay. They don't want to give you insurance if you actually have problems. They don't want to help you because you're a liability to them. And so it's the market standing on its head. It's more cost efficient for you to be hurt and sick. I mean, you know, we're never going to have health so long as sickness is a profit opportunity. And that's why when you allow that and the regulations that are there to be the way they are, in the U.S. anyway, then that's how you end up with the worst case scenario. A lot of other countries who have lost wars, they have universal health care because it was just necessary. You had to. There were so many injured, so many hurt. But the U.S. has never really had its cities bombed. It's never been in the same situation as Japan or Germany or the U.K. And so it never got on that boat. And it's really sad. It's really sad to see Americans afraid to go on an ambulance or afraid to go to the hospital because they got to choose between living or being broke. And gosh, it's really tragic. Because there are simple solutions that have been enacted all over the world, and not only from first world nations, people who are a lot poorer than the United States who have superior systems, but people are so afraid of socialism and this and that label, and I don't think the problem has really been addressed about why the total cost is as high as it is, and I explain why it is as high as it is in the book, and what we ought to do about it, what I think are some options, and if someone else has some other options, I'm open, but I laid out my solutions to that in the chapter. Are you talking about American Indians or no? Yeah. That's the thing. There have been many, many genocides. Well, yeah. Only one genocide is called the Holocaust, but... I made a movie about that, you know. Yeah. More Than Taboo. It's on Vimeo. It's not on YouTube. And it was actually a collaboration of Bradley Smith and David Cole and lots of people in that. That helped make that, but I was the main editor and narrator. Oh. Oh, I was happy to promote him, and I've recommended him to other shows, and he's doing it, so I'm glad to see that. And Bradley Smith, I know him too. If you want to interview him, I can hook you up there. He made a film called El Gran Tabú, which, total coincidence that I had More Than Taboo in English and he had the Great Taboo in Spanish at the Mexican Film Festival. Well, he was the editor for that. Yeah, he was the editor for that. Secretly, yeah. Yeah. And Aunt Zondo, poor Aunt Zondo, and his house firebombed and everything else. But yeah, that movie's up on Vimeo, El Gran Tabú, and maybe you can link to it. It's on my site also. And I just think of freedom of speech, you know, like, I don't care. Like, even if someone wanted to say Elvis is still alive, like, that's ridiculous, but you shouldn't go to jail for it, you know? Like, you can say anything. If you want to deny African slavery, you'd look like an absolute idiot, but I don't think you need to actually, like, be put behind bars, you know? Like, it's not going to hurt anybody. You're just going to be stupid. And not that I say questioning World War II is stupid. I'm just saying, even if it was dumb, why do you go to jail? If you question 9/11, are you going to go to jail? Like... Well, I'd be in jail.
I think most of us are in jail right now.
But every war, I mean, every war you see, I know this doesn't have anything to do with the book, but that's okay. The Civil War, when I interviewed David, I brought up the example of the first Gulf War with the babies on incubators myth. If you went today and said, you know, that was a PR firm, Hill & Knowlton, that coached the daughter of the Kuwaiti ambassador, Natalia, that to give a speech about the Iraqis coming in and killing babies and Kuwaiti and throwing them out of the incubators, and it was made up. Which is true, it was made up, and then they started the first Gulf War anyway and killed 100,000 Iraqis in the highway of death, etc. And if you really were caring about babies on incubators, how about the 500,000 Iraqi children that ended up dying from sanctions? But I'm digressing. But if you were to point out that the babies on incubators pretext was, in fact, a lie, I don't think anyone would come out and say, you just hate Kuwaitis, or you're just pro-Saddam Hussein. They wouldn't do that. But if you question World War II in the same way and say, I think this particular thing is false, though you just hate Jews, or you're just pro-Hitler, which is nonsense. You don't hate Jews, and you're not pro-Hitler, you're pro-truth. And there are a lot of things that are incorrect in wars. Death tolls, etc. Every war, every single war, has revision to see, because there's a lot of propaganda during war, especially from the winning side. So do you really think only 100,000 people died when the nuclear bomb hit Hiroshima? When all these cities in Japan or in most of Asia are packed with millions of people? You really think it was only 100,000 people? A surprise bomb that killed everything in one half a second? Really? Can you really back that figure up? No, you can't. And so there are some parts of the war where the numbers are too low, some parts where it's too high, something. It's always to be open to revision. And as long as you have historians and you have a nice back and forth argument, and you can hash these things out. But to have a subject that's just taboo, that's just automatically, this is what it is, and if you say otherwise, you go to jail, means probably the side that needs to throw people in jail cannot back itself up. Yeah. And I don't even like him as a person, but I agree with his right to say what he says, and I can't really refute his work. I mean, personally, whatever, but the man's like 75 years old and sitting in jail still. I mean, but we'll do a show on that. We'll definitely come back around to that. I really like the Pentagon chapter, but I think, like the chapter on agriculture and energy, people go, oh, that's boring, but not really, because it gets all into thorium and the Fukushima and things like that. I mean,
this is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding...
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at WhatLiesInYourDebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com.
What are you thinking? Micro plant powder with iodine and probiotics for a total body detox for around $10 a month. HempUSA.org has 12 formulations of micro plant powder for absorbing and removing toxins from your kidneys, liver, blood, lungs, stomach, and colon, and feel better than ever. It alkalizes, oxygenates, kills parasites, does the job of 10 products. That saves you space, time, and money. Call 888-910-4367 only at HempUSA.org.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what-coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices. And a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Hey, I thank you for plugging my book, because that ebook basically finances my films and the other online activity that I do. And I think it's a good book. For $4.99, you get a book. And if you're like me, because I don't like ebooks, I like paper books. I'm old school. I want the paper. But, you know, you spend another dollar in ink or so, and you can print the whole thing, staple it together, and voila, you have a paper book for $4.99. And it's like 260 pages or something, depending on their formatting or whatever. Yeah. Ah, oh, well, that he must have gone to public school. I wish I had gotten an education. We can talk about whatever, but there's a comedian that talks about the 5-minute university. You should definitely. It's hilarious. It's Father something or other. He's a priest too. Father Garcia something. Anyway, that is a really fun little clip that you could probably find online. I'm sorry I don't know his whole name, but he did the 5-minute university, and he just did a little stint on his 5-minute university based on what college graduates remember 5 years after they've graduated. And he got into foreign language, which is basically all they remember are introductions, and that's it. And what they learned in economics, what they learned about business. Oh, you've got it. And you hear the applause there because they're laughing nervously, but there are people who took 2 years of Spanish or 2 years of French, and basically all they remember is how to say, how are you, I'm fine, what's your name, and basic introductions, which is something for me I've learned in Japan too from observing this with people learning English, that people remember what they use, and probably in their Spanish class, French class, German class, in the beginning, they got to say, como te apa tu, or they got to use their French or their Spanish. And then afterward, they spent a lot of time conjugating verbs and learning ER and IR verbs and all that, and doing a lot of written work and writing, but they didn't get to speak anymore. And part of the problem is because of the class size and just the whole design of it. But when they're out, the only part they remember long term, speaking wise, is what they actually got to speak. And they only got to speak the first few days, and so they might as well have only taken the language for a few days, because they spent months learning grammatical, technical stuff, which is just not how you learn a language. Look at any little kid, bilingual child, or anybody. They can't read, they can't write, yet they can speak whatever language you teach them. They don't learn grammar. It's the other way around. You learn through customization first, and then through a large pool of examples, you deduce what the grammar is. You don't induce it. You don't learn the grammar and like mathematics and then work your way up into your sentences. I think you learn the sentences, and then you figure out what the rules are. Second, that's why it's an art. It's not a science. And I really do not like the way foreign languages are taught in school. I think they waste an enormous amount of time. And I could teach somebody a foreign language, if it's one of the languages that I know, I could teach them what they would learn in school and retain in about 5 minutes, like the comedian said. There are just far better ways to learn a foreign language. There are far better ways to learn history. But we don't really have these engaging processes in education unless it's private school or a tutor, because of the burdens that are put on the teacher and the class sizes and the tests that they have to regurgitate and pass, and the standardized tests and things are really hurting education. And I think it's on purpose. I agree with George Carlin. Just make them smart enough to run the machines and be obedient, and that's about, and read the road signs, and that's good enough. Yeah, absolutely. He was like, well, why do they relate? Well, of course they do. The U.S., for example, had a stint for a while where they're using corn. They're converting corn into ethanol, 10% of it. And that's because of the corn. A lot of Midwest states are growing government-subsidized corn. That's why we have corn syrup and everything. And so they decided, here's another use for corn, we can make ethanol out of it. But it's like a 1 to 1.1 ratio of return. It's a horrible, horrible crop to turn into ethanol. Brazil's doing it for sugar cane. It's a little bit better. But the energy and agriculture are intrinsically related. But we have, in Japan especially, a huge scare against nuclear power, because of the tsunami which wrecked the conventional uranium plants in Fukushima. And that has been greatly exaggerated and has also been greatly covered up. There's two extreme camps on that, but that's a separate issue. But there are technologies out there for nuclear power that have nothing to do with uranium or plutonium or any of these toxic, high-pressure, high-water, very volatile systems, which are basically just creating steam. And one of them is thorium. And there's a man named Kirk Sorsen, and does a TED talk on thorium. Just do thorium, like Thor, Mighty Thor from Marvel, lightning god, or Norse mythology. Thorium, TED talk, and check that out. Real quick, and you know, it's low pressure, and there's just so many advantages, and it's been around, and we actually used to have a thorium plant in the 70s under Carter, and after the Three Mile Island accident, which was totally unrelated to thorium because that was a uranium plant, it got killed. And it got killed for political reasons, not scientific reasons. And I went into the debacle how Nixon botched the potential for thorium too. But people have to see that the green energy and things that they worship, wind and sun and so on, it sounds nice, and it's nice and hippie and clean sound, natural sounding, and you know, natural is good and all, but it just doesn't really do a dent in energy. It just does not compare to fossil fuels, but thorium does. And I am selling people on thorium. Thorium has the advantages of uranium, plutonium without the drawbacks. And the problem is you cannot build a bomb out of it. And well, business and state, yeah. Well, both, actually, yeah. Church is a business, so you got to separate that, too. Well, they're all businesses, yeah. Oh, absolutely. I hope people got an interest in the book or the e-book. You get it instantly from Smashwords, smashwords.com, Ryan Dawson, $4.99. And even if you're not going to read it, give me the $4.99 so that I can continue to do the podcast and the movies like War by Deception and so on. And, you know, that it's a donation to me, but you get something out of it. There you go. You know what? I will set you up that if you get the book through Bob's site, you go to the Bob Tuscan site, 10% off. Excellent. Thank you.
Edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action.
With financial institutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the... With financial...